Well, tomorrow is Election Day in Chicago, where Mayor Rahm Emanuel is looking for a second term. Emanuel is a former congressman and was President Obama's first chief of staff. That's a position that he left in 2010 for his successful bid to be mayor of Chicago. But now he's facing a challenge from the left, which could lead to a runoff if Emanuel can't get 50% plus one vote tomorrow. Joining us to discuss the race is Nyla Boodoo, who hosts the afternoon shift at WBEZ in Chicago. Hi, Nyla.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's hear from the candidates themselves. And first, I want to play a clip here of an ad from Rahm Emanuel. He's speaking here at a campaign rally earlier this month.
I made a pledge 4 years ago that we were going to build a new Chicago. And that new Chicago meant putting people back to work, building a 21st century economy on a 21st century foundation. In the city of Chicago, we work together, find common solutions, hear each other, and build that future. Mississippi, Alabama, and Kentucky are not who we're competing at. Set our sights where they belong. New York, LA, Beijing, London, Berlin. Chicago's coming for you.
Okay, Nyla, so a pledge you made 4 years ago. Do voters...
You know, we've been inundated with all of those commercials.
I'm sure. Do people think he's delivered, though, on that promise?
I think people are more concerned about local. You know, Jeremy, they always say all politics is local. What people are concerned about within the city of Chicago are issues much closer to home. Schools, that's been one of the biggest issues in this campaign. If you remember, Mayor Emanuel closed. It was a historic school closing, the most in U.S. history of how many Chicago public schools were shut down. That happened, you know, 2 years ago, and that's come back again and again during this campaign.
And he is facing, Rahm Emanuel, that is facing three challengers. And the person who looks like has the best shot is Jesus Chuy Garcia. He is the closest, although in the polls he's still quite far behind Emanuel, but he could keep him from winning outright and force him into a runoff. Here is Chuy Garcia's ad launched in the last couple of weeks.
I grew up right here. Now, like many neighborhoods, it's not safe. Chicago's had 10,000 shootings in the last 4 years. It's got to stop. I'm Chuy Garcia. I'll put 1,000 new cops on the street and get the guns off. The mayor says we can't afford more community police, but he's given big corporations $100 million in tax breaks. If there's enough money to keep them happy, there ought to be enough to keep us safe.
Nyla, tell us about Chuy Garcia.
Right. So Jesus Garcia is a Cook County commissioner. And again, going back to the whole issue of schools, one of the biggest challengers we thought Mayor Emanuel was going to be running against was the Chicago Teachers Union president, Karen Lewis. She unfortunately took ill with a brain tumor and dropped out of the race and named Cook County Commissioner Jesus Garcia as her sort of apparent in the race. So he's the one that's gotten the endorsement from the Teachers Union. He's been in politics a long time in Chicago and has said, again, as you've heard, sort of framing this as, I'm the one who cares about the neighborhoods. Mayor Emanuel doesn't.
Well, and Mayor Emanuel did have a last-minute campaign stop with President Obama the other day. People are pointing out that he's got friends in high places. Is he trying to play that as a good thing, that he's got connections and can help the city in that way?
And I think what's really even more important for President Obama, very nicely timed visit on last Thursday, was his vote with the African-American community. Mm. Again, that's been a big issue with his relationship with the African-American community, with voters who voted overwhelmingly for him in office to bring him into office the first time. That's the big question this time. Are they going to still turn out and vote for him? Having President Obama in Pullman, in a historically African-American neighborhood with huge roots in history, and having President Obama last week basically giving a few-minute campaign commercial before he happened to, in February, designate a new historic landmark, I think was very helpful for Mayor Emanuel. Another thing that he's just rolled out, $7 million in ads he spent in the past weekend, and we're now seeing one from President Obama endorsing Mayor Emanuel. So I think it's really more about the African-American vote.
And how do you see this playing out? Tell us what happens next. So if he gets 50% plus one, he wins. Emanuel does. If not, then what? Does Chuy Garcia have a real chance if they go to a runoff?
You know, at that point, Jeremy, I think all bets are off because we've never been in this territory before. Chicago's never had a mayor. This runoff thing is sort of a new thing for the city. It's only been around for the past four or five elections.
Well, having a competitive mayoral election is a new thing for the city, right? Because
exactly.
You had Daley forever.
Right. And so it's really interesting what we've seen with turnout as well. We saw 42% turnout in the last election. We've seen so far historic amounts of record ballots cast in early voting so far, which ends, of course, today. So it will be very interesting to see what happens with turnout.
Nyla Boodoo hosts the afternoon shift at WBEZ in Chicago, talking with us about tomorrow's mayoral election. Will Rahm Emanuel be able to get to 50% plus one? We'll be watching. Nyla, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.